listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Desperate pleas from farmers who are urging the federal government to open up more flights from WA to the Middle East to export cattle. It says drought conditions threatens livestock and livelihoods, with farmers urging for options as the dry season soaks up water supplies and limits feed. Pastoralists and Graziers Association's Tony Seabrook telling 7 News with full abattoirs they could soon be faced with a difficult decision.
Everywhere you turn, you run into a brick wall, and no one ever wants to destroy stock, but a lot of stock will end up being destroyed purely because no water, no feed, no value, nowhere to go.
New figures reveal just how bad the state's housing crisis has become. Anglicare WA rental market snapshot showing none of the 2,989 properties available last month were affordable for a single person living on income support. Median rent prices in the Goldfields sit at $535 a week, and Anglicare's Shay Garwood says not enough is being done to fix it.
There are a number of things that the state government has done and is continuing to do, but it's just not enough on the scale that we need and the pace. So we need quick, short-term solutions. We also need to be thinking much more long-term about how do we get ourselves out of this cycle.
A milestone in the school's virtual power plant project, with new technology installed at regional schools reaching the halfway point. It's part of a state government initiative to better support electricity networks for regional schools by distributing energy resources to feed and support the network. Hannan's, Kalgoorlie and O'Connor primary schools to be installed next. In sport, a big round two in the Avon Valley Footy League at the weekend. Federal taking home the win over York, the final score 125-64, while Northam couldn't get it done against Kellerberrin, going down 81-73. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.